Welcome to the J Train Podcast. It's J Train, Jerfree, coming to you live from Harlem, New York City. Every Tuesday and Friday. That's right. Your emails. Your stories. Your questions. It's time to rise up. It's a Friday. Feel it in your bones. Feather these nuts. Feather Nation Studios is back. Now, I need you now. Tell a friend, someone who needs advice. 'Cause there's a person out there who's needing somewhere to know what they should do. I started at the wrong fucking time. I got too early. No to do than you'll ever be done. It's the circle of nuts, and they need to be feathered. You gotta tell a friend. That's right. We're back, baby. The whole gang is here. The crowd, the audience lined up outside. They knew we'd be here. Shelby is back on the ones and twos. Finally. They've been asking.
I didn't recognize you. It's been so long.
It's been a long time. Almost a month.
I don't have object permanence yet, so it's...
You don't have what? What is that?
It's like, you know, a baby. They don't, like, recognize
that
shit
is,
yet.
You went scientific on us. Object permanence?
I thought we were all aware of that.
I didn't know. I didn't know you were such a doctor.
Sorry.
Wow.
I'm well read.
I had no idea till just now.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to have you back, Shelby.
Thanks.
It's good to have the audience here.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome, Mr. President. I'm very excited. We had an alone cast on Tuesday. You know, that was kind of to get us back in the swing. We wanted to, like, clean out that inbox, you know?
To take some BP.
Yeah, that's right. We want to take some cuts at the bat. And now you're back, Shelby. How has your month been? What's been going on? We rarely speak until this show starts. And we don't talk until the mics click on. So
just
what's
wordless,
been going on?
Wordless setting up all the mics.
It's like an awkward family dinner. All you hear are the knives and forks.
Clink, clink.
That's right.
Clink, clink.
What have you been doing? Is anything special going on in your life? Is there a special woman? Is there anything going on?
I wish. I'm just getting pounded at work.
Okay.
You know.
Another day, another dollar.
Over and over, hour after hour.
It's great to have you back, Shelby. It's good to be back here. It's a Friday episode. We got a great guest. I'm very excited to have them on. It's a first timer here on the J Train podcast.
It's the moment you've all been waiting for. A new guest.
Molly Austin, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Of course. It's taken way too long. I'm happy to get you on now.
Because I was late today.
No, well, that's not that.
We've
been doing this show a long time. I felt like you should have been on earlier. I'm happy that you're here now.
Well, I'm happy to be here now.
All of you need to go follow Molly. Hilarious, great comic. At Molly O. Austin on Instagram. It'll be on my page. Tagged up the wazoo. She has a new album. Zero to New Jersey. I didn't know you were from New Jersey.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't come off Jersey-ish.
That's because you've never seen me lose my temper.
Ooh, that's when it comes out.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That is the Jersey way. I guess it hides within you until that moment.
Until the rage bubbles to the surface and I say something like, don't talk to me. You know what I mean? Like
it's, there it was. I could feel a little, I got a little vibe of it.
Yeah.
I don't mean that in a, you know, it's funny, like someone will look at me and like they'll go, you're from New Jersey, Long Island, right?
I would guess. I don't know where you're from. Okay. I'm going to say that. And I'm going to guess Pennsylvania.
No, I went to Penn State.
Woo! Yeah. Well, that's where it comes
from.
Well,
I went to Penn State, but I'm from outside of Boston.
Okay.
But whenever they do the New Jersey, Long Island thing, I go, oh, that's just their way of being like, Jew? You know, like, it's like...
Get a life, Jew.
That's right. Do you the Jersey thing, like you strike me as like an LA woman, like a New York City gal. Like you're very you have a good style to you. Not to say like Jersey people are like
No, they aren't.
They're not like a stylish. Mm-mm. You have a way about you that I would think is like a city, like, you know, when you're growing up, you meet people that grew up in New York City and you're like, of course, you started drinking coffee when you were 10.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
Thank you so much for saying that.
I have that. But that's just from my outsiders don't know you very well.
A lot of people say that, actually. I think it's my parents aren't from New Jersey.
Okay.
And I think that has something to do with... My mother is from Connecticut, but she was a dancer on Broadway and a singer on Broadway.
This makes total sense to me.
So I started coming to the city when I was a baby. I had like a high chair at a bar called McHale's.
Okay.
And
Baby at a bar.
And my father was born in Egypt, grew up in Venezuela.
Holy shit.
Mother's Chilean. Mm-hmm. So he's not very, like, technically very New Jersey either.
Where in Jersey? Southern, northern?
It's kind of like smack in the middle. It's a place called Booton. It's, Booton Township, technically. Mm-hmm. And it's like a farm area.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the reason we bring it up, the name of the album is Zero to New Jersey.
Zero to New Jersey.
And it's called, and it has a post script. It says a comedy album, but comedy is in quotes.
Yes.
So everyone has their own vision with their album. We've had other people come on. I think I would encourage anyone listening. The album's out right now, correct? Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. You can go to Molly's Instagram. The link is in her bio.
Yes, it is.
At Molly O. Austin on Instagram. Go and listen. I hate to go back through this with you because we did it with my album. And then anyone who's a comic who comes on looking to push their stuff, the album's out there, okay? In the same way you got this podcast, click, you know, beep, boop, bop, boop, boop on the phone.
Uh-huh.
It is so easy for you to help a comedian's life in a game-changing way by going through the streaming services you're already signed up for, whether it be Pandora, Apple Music,
Spotify.
It's there. So you can go look up all of these comics on those streaming devices. Go give it a listen. Give it 10 minutes. You know, like we live in a tapas world.
Yeah.
Go in for, you know, for the grilled octopus for a second.
Come, stay as long as you'd like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No presh.
No presh.
No presh.
And you're going to find someone new that you're going to love because they're on this show and that's why they're here, because they're funny and great. So why did you give it the name Zero to New Jersey? Is that like, when you fight, is that what it is?
It's kind of an exploration of my temperament. Like,
okay.
So how I grew up, my family, people from New Jersey are, I don't know if you know this, but tend to be erratic.
Yes.
Very quickly.
Well, there's different, like, I think, like, you know what's funny? And I might have to do with, like, topography. I can be smart every now and again, Shelby. I know words.
Shelby's so proud of you right now.
I don't know. I actually don't think it's the right word. Thank you. Jersey is a long state that goes north to south.
Yeah.
So I think when a state goes north to south, you have very different types of people from the state because you have the northern New York-y tasting bagel-ish people.
Yes, yes.
You have the southern-y Philadelphia Wooter people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I used to go to the Jersey Shore during college because Penn State people, Pennsylvania, Philadelphia people would go to southern Jersey Shore.
Right.
So when the show, the Jersey Shore, came out with like Jim Tan Laundry and everyone fist bumping, I'm like, that's not what I know the Jersey Shore to be. I know it to be big waves, big beach, and kind of like a little Connecticut-y.
Oh, you know? See, when it came out, I was like, yeah, that's it.
Here we go.
Yeah, this is it.
Then I had a buddy who would go to one of the northern Jersey Shore towns, and he would always tell us a story about how there would just be people. He was like, no, this isn't even, this is like tempered down. Like,
yeah.
He used to tell us a story about how he was walking to the beach, and there was a guy who was out on his deck just lifting weights.
Yeah.
Just lifting weights on his deck. His own, he didn't have weights. He had one weight.
Yeah.
It was like a 50-pounder that he's doing curls with.
Yes.
His back just said Giants with a Z. That was his tattoo. Big block lettering, Giants with a Z. And I remember someone was like, yo, Joey. This is the story he would tell.
Yeah.
Yo, Joey, let me get your number. The guy was like, let me get your number. And he goes, no need. Like, he would tell the story. We thought this was the funniest story. He's going, the guy lifted away. He was like, no need for my number. I'm going to be at DJ's Thursday. I'm going to be at DJ's Friday. I'm going to be at DJ's Saturday. And for those of you that don't know the Jersey Shore, DJ's is like maybe ground zero for Jim Tan Laundry, right?
And absolutely.
That's the bar.
Absolutely.
So it was just so funny that, like, don't even take my number.
No.
Like, what a fucking hi-hat move.
Yeah.
To go like, no. Get the numbers. I don't know. I'm not going to answer your call.
Yeah.
Just know that's where I'll be.
You can find me. You can find me at DJ's. Yeah, find me at DJ's. That honestly, like, story warmed my heart so much.
Good.
You know what I mean? Like, how people feel when they see like a Christmas tree. Like,
sure.
I was like, oh, home.
Brought me home.
Brought me home.
That's right. Jingle bell.
Yeah, you know, it is an interesting place. Like, there are a lot of different types of people.
Yeah.
A lot of different types of places. Like, I grew up in a township, so it didn't even have its own high school.
Gotcha.
So we had to feed into another town. So there
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. So it's like super, super small. At the time I grew up there, very undeveloped, farm country mostly. My parents' house is from 1778.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's like old. It's like
but also
old colonial.
You know, your background is outsider background. Like, you might have grown up in New Jersey, but in your home, it's Broadway Chilean. You know, like,
yeah.
like you're in an embassy for this very special Egyptian Chilean, you know, Broadway embassy.
Well, it was interesting. It was an interesting way of growing up. You know, I mean, New Jersey can also be very conservative. And I think it's thought of like more as a liberal place.
Sure.
But it can be very conservative. So I grew up in the church. I grew up going to CCD every week. I did communion, confirmation. I did the whole thing, community service. And it is very conservative in certain ways, but I also grew up in a home where, the gay community has been a part of my life, my whole life. Right.
Yeah.
So all of my like quote unquote uncles were like people my mother worked
it's
with
the
on
bird
shows.
Cage.
It was the bird cage a little bit. A lot of my cousins are very
younger
gay.
Younger listeners now Googling bird cage.
I know, right?
Look at your life. Look at your choices.
So it was interesting to grow up in like a very conservative place where like, you know, in the 90s, people were still saying things like being gay is a sin.
Yeah.
And then I was growing up in a church that was telling me that exact thing. But I grew up with parents who were like, fuck that.
It's interesting that your parents are like, go to the place where we don't, you know, like, it is this like double-edged sword of structure combined with maybe some things you disagree with.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
I come from.
I can understand why your parents would send you there like, hey, CCD's got a good after-school program.
Yeah.
They do sports. But
yeah.
Then they're like, and if they bring up the gays, just ignore that one part.
No, I got sent home for telling my CCD teacher to go to hell.
Really?
Yeah. So I was in CCD and I've had the same best friend since I was 3 years old. Her name's Dana. And Dana and I, this is the last time we were ever allowed to be in a class.
Okay.
So my teacher was like, and gay people go to hell. And I was like, no, you go to hell.
Oh, shit.
And Dana is like very, she's more like timid, but like is my best friend. She's like,
she's the one behind you going, yeah.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, you go to hell. Just under her breath. Like, so nervous.
Here we go. So, we're getting fucking grounded for this one.
Yeah, so now we're just telling this teacher various ways she can go to hell.
Yeah.
She puts us in opposite corners of the room and tries to, like, embarrass us in front of the class. But I used to get really bad bloody noses as a kid. So I knew as I'm facing this corner that I could make my nose bleed.
Okay.
So I pick my nose.
Okay.
Make it bleed. Let it go down my shirt.
Oh, shit.
And then turn around.
Like, the devil has taken me over.
I was like, gotta send me home.
Also, like, oh no, the child is possessed. I think I'm gay. Yeah. And then you just start bleeding. Like, yeah.
So, like, I mean, imagine being another kid in this class. Dana thought it was awesome.
Insanity.
And then this little girl, like, just spins around with blood all over. Like,
what happened at school today? Well, Molly got possessed
and bled
by
out.
The devil and started bleeding from her nose.
What's that called? When you bleed from...
Stigmata.
There we go. I knew you'd
Shelby
know.
Shelby with the word nails another one.
So it was basically just like a little stigmata out of my nose. And I got sent home because you can't keep a kid in class for bleeding. I also pretended to trip on my way out. So I hit Dana with my blood.
Really?
So she had to come out too. And then, and we were in the hallway.
That's
we were like,
that's a very female move on the way out where you're like,
my daughter.
Getting a fight with your boyfriend. And it's like, and you tripped me.
Yeah.
You know, like,
it's like,
okay, there's the move.
Well, I couldn't leave Dana in the corner. You know what I mean? I couldn't.
She's coming with me. Yeah.
I couldn't hit the road to freedom without my best friend. So we get sent into the, like, I don't know, church principal's office, and she only knows that we've had a bloody nose. I've had a bloody nose. I've gotten on a date. She calls her parents. We go home, and I, like, don't say anything because I'm like, I'm not ratting myself out.
No,
you know what I mean?
Let them report the story.
Yeah. So they did call home, and they did tell my parents, and neither of our parents were mad at us.
They were just
they were like, you can't tell adults to go to hell, but, like, also, you're right.
Good work.
Yeah.
Well, we're pumped to have you here, Molly. Everyone should go check out the album, Zero to New Jersey, at Molly O. Austin.
Which is also my Venmo.
That also her Venmo, so you can, you know,
send the money, y'all, and poor people around.
Get Molly on her feet.
Get Molly on her feet.
Let's do some emails. You ready?
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Before we get started, we're sponsor people talking about money, baby. Rothy's, great gift, gotta say.
Mm-hmm. So many podcast the sponsorships.
These are all about getting you something easy to just get it done. Here's the thing about holiday gifts. They hang over your head. They hang and hang and hang. What do I get? Is it the right thing? Is it the wrong thing? Will it look nice? Rothy's is a solution to a lot of those problems, okay? Rothy's is, have you heard about the company making style? They're shoes for women and girls out of recycled plastic water bottles, and they're crazy comfortable and fully machine washable. Rothy's has quickly grown into the most loved, gotta have them brand. It's no surprise they have over 1,000 nearly perfect reviews. They're stylish, sustainable, comfortable, washable, really all in one pair of shoes. They're the perfect flats for the life on the go. I got them for my mom, okay? Mm-hmm. What a fan of Rothy's my mom is.
She liked them?
Liked is not the word. Loved.
Wow.
Loved. Because they look good and they're comfy and they're really that in-between shoe.
Yeah.
The one you could wear out of the house to go do an errand, but also, you know, feel comfortable having them at lunch or dinner.
You get invited out to a nice dinner. You don't feel like a freak on a leash.
Exactly.
And I love that. That's in my opinion, that's the most important shoe to own.
That's the thing. You want things that can be utilized for many different things.
Also, comfort's so important.
Huge. You have your whole life to be uncomfortable. Get some comfort in your life with Rothy's. Okay, so they come in an ever-changing array of colors, prints, and patterns, and they're available in a range of styles like sneakers, loafers, points, and more. They launch new colors and patterns every few weeks, and they sell out constantly. So they're making like a small batch shoe here.
Oh, yeah.
They're not just, you know, running on the old looks. They're improving every day. It will blow your mind that they're made from repurposed plastic water bottles. In fact, Rothy's has diverted over 35 million water bottles from landfills already. So not only are you going to look good, you're going to feel good about wearing these. Go to Rothy's, Rothys.com/JTrain to get your new favorite flats. That's Rothys.com/JTrain. Rothys.com/JTrain. Comfort, style, and sustainability. These are the shoes you've been waiting for. Head to Rothys.com/JTrain today. All of the descriptions of our sponsors can be found in the description of every episode.
Get those codes.
Get those codes.
And URLs.
That's right. So let's go to the emails. You ready, Molly?
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Let's do this. What are you looking for on here? Okay. Greetings from the Great White North. Lady listener here, Feather Feather. I'll get to my question. I've been using Bumble on and off for the past couple of months. Got a couple of dates out of it and even a hookup with a great guy. He unfortunately doesn't live here, so this email isn't about him. I keep running into a similar problem where guys will get 4 or 5 messages into a conversation and randomly throw me the "What are you looking for on here?" question. After binge listening to your podcast the past couple of months, that question bugs me because it's like they're trying to lock me into a contract right off the bat. Mm. My answer is usually something like, I'm looking to meet new people and see where things go. I never ask them what they're looking for. Is there an answer other than sex without being responsible for my feelings? But they always offer some rendition of, I'm just looking to have fun and be casual. This doesn't bother me, so we keep asking, and it inevitably leads to them asking for pictures before we even meet each other.
Oh, my God.
Even if we haven't have a date set. That's when I tell them that I'm not looking into it, and they'll say, I thought you said you just want to have fun. I'm not looking for anything specific. I would rather just meet up and to have fun and see if I like them. Like I always tell my friends who call me a commitment phobe, if a great guy comes along, sure, I'd date him, but I don't just want a warm body to call my boyfriend. I'm good with being casual right now. Is the what are we looking for on here question just always indicative of a dude who isn't confident in his in-person game who's trying to secure the fuck beforehand? Should I just be cutting these guys loose right away? Or is there a better way to answer this question so they don't assume I'm handing out free blowjobs and picture of my boobs? Thanks for all your great advice. You've really helped me be a more relaxed dater. You don't even know how many times I say it's just not the match in dating conversations with my friends. It drives them crazy. I keep hoping against hope that you'll do a live you up show in my low rent Canadian city one day. Until then, keep up the good work. So what do you think? Are you single? What's going on?
I am single. I had a breakup about a year ago, and I've spent this entire last year actively not dating.
Okay. How has that been for you?
Great. Really, really fun.
Now, with actively not dating,
yeah.
What does that mean? Like, guys approach you, I would assume.
Yeah.
Do you say, hey, I'm not dating? Or, like, do you...
No, I'm not, like, shut down to meeting people, right? Mm-hmm. And I definitely do have a lover. but, like, 100% have a lover.
Somebody out there...
Yeah, who that... is doing a great job.
So, this is a good question.
Yeah.
Because I love that perspective. But how... I think there's a lot of people that listen to this that are like, yeah, I want to take a break from dating. I want a lover. Mm. You know, like how is that, you know, but all these things, and we talk about a lot on this show, like it's all contract negotiation. So like,
absolutely.
What's the contract between you and the lover? How do you keep it at that medium?
That's fine. And I just want to back up though for a second,
sure.
Right? And address this email a little bit,
okay.
Because this email is like kind of full of mixed messages, right?
Okay.
So she doesn't want anything serious, but she kind of does want something serious, right?
Yeah.
So I think for me, what I did is I got very specific about what I wanted in my time not dating someone, because it wasn't just about not dating someone.
Yeah.
It was about, I was just like in a low place.
Sure.
You know, and I really didn't want to bring another person into my life being in that position, right? Mm-hmm. So I made a list of things that I wanted to accomplish, of ways that I wanted to feel,
yeah.
And because I just wanted someone to come in and be a match for my energy.
Yeah.
So if my energy is really low, like what am I taking in? So I, after my breakup, went right on the dating apps.
Okay.
Okay. And
was this before or after you made the list? Because I like the idea of making a, like I think
no,
like,
it was after I made the list,
because I like that idea. I think that's a great way to go, because a lot of times people will write this podcast and they'll go, I already feel better from writing it out.
Yes,
you know, and it's
yes.
like you think it's like kind of a hokey, like I'm gonna write about a list of what I'm. No, it helps.
It helps, and it also gives you something to move toward. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, and it makes it. You know what it does? It makes it your rules. Not the other person that you're seeing's rules.
And it makes it something that's a little more, it's less abstract, right? So
Absolutely.
It's more like you know, someone will like hit you with something like, oh, I thought you were looking to have fun. And you're like, let me check my list really quick.
Yeah.
I am, but this is it.
Yeah, fun comes this way.
Yeah. And I really, so I met this guy in California who like lives in the suburbs, is recently divorced, has two kids, mm-hmm. is a total workaholic, mm-hmm. is like travels a lot for work.
Yep.
So I met him in LA, and you know, he wasn't really looking for anything serious, and neither was I.
Yeah.
And I knew that, and this might be a lot of information.
That's
for
okay.
you.
I'll take the I like a lot of info.
Okay. So I felt like I am in my 30s. I feel like I've been having sex since I was 18.
Yeah.
And I felt like I was getting to a point where I was getting bored with it.
Got it.
So I wanted to really like, I wanted to meet someone specifically to explore my sexuality.
Interesting. That's one of those things that as a guy, like if a woman said that to me.
Yeah.
I would just go, like I'd be sitting there like the like a little ring would go, like I'd be like say, you want to explore your sexuality?
I'm just looking to explore my sexuality.
Oh, really? And I would look up to the heavens. I would say, excuse me. Say it again. Hold on. Go back. Say it again.
I'm just looking to explore my sexuality.
Excuse me. I have to go to the bathroom. Ah, yeah! And it's funny though.
Oh man, I'm so friggin' horny.
So
thank you so much.
It's funny because there's two ways a guy could hear that. I do understand where it's like, I want to explore my sexuality, and they're like, all right, cool. But then there's like the other way where it's like, oh, she knows exactly what she's looking for out of this, and that's kind of comforting. Like when it's like put on the table.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that's why you got to make your list first, right? So I felt like I had never really explored like any kind of kinks. I felt like I had never explored any kind of anything like more than just regular schmegular
and
sex.
Why was this guy the guy? Did he like talk in that way? Was it a, you know?
Okay, great question.
What's the name of the movie?
Hitch?
Hitch. Yeah. Did he hit you?
Jaws.
No, what's the Shades of Black, Shades of Gray? Oh, is it a Christian Gray?
It's a very much a Christian Gray sitch.
Okay.
So he asked me the question, what are you looking for? And but we went on a date first. So this is the thing. I don't get caught up in conversations on these apps. I don't like texting.
Sure.
I don't like being on my phone. Also like I got a neck thing, so it's like hard for me to look down a bunch.
I'm dealing with that neck thing right now myself. It just shows how addicted I am to my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I get on the date as soon as possible. That's my thing. Like this is the thing for dates for me. I'm never hungry when I go. I always eat before.
Sure.
First date is a meet and greet, because you can text and text and text and text. And this has happened to me when I first went on the dates, is that you would text forever. You'd get on the date and the person was such a freak.
Yeah.
And like,
they were good at writing their own script.
And it's not hard to be charming over text message.
Not at all. You can speak in terms of the internet that we've all approved.
Yeah.
The languaging is out there. You just have to look it up and plug and play.
It's not hard.
You've
got to get a sense of somebody.
Totally. And when someone comes at you with what are they looking for on here,
yeah,
that is them being lazy.
Yes.
And that is them going and not saying what they want on there. That's
right.
Them hoping you'll say the thing that they want.
Yes.
So I do understand where she's coming from. She's like, why do these people keep writing this? You have to be a little bit more protective of yourself. Someone says, what are you looking for on here? I mean, and I also like what you said. Like, it needs to be less vague. It's got to be, I'm looking for dates.
Right.
Like, it could be just simply a date.
Or, like, I'm looking to meet somebody. Or, you know what I mean? Like, make your list. Like, be really specific. So, I always, like, get to the first date as soon as possible. I go full.
Yeah.
There's never food. You don't have to have more than one drink or a coffee or a tea or whatever. It's a meet and greet.
Sure.
Treat it like a meet and greet. You are Mariah Carey. It's after the concert. You're shaking hands. You're signing autographs. You're getting a vibe.
You are Mariah.
You are Mariah. So you get on the date and then you just feel the person out and then you can stay or go. I usually like have a hard out. I usually do it before shows.
Okay.
So I'm always like,
great to meet you. Gotta go before or whatever.
Yeah. And then the second date is really the first date. This is just to see if the person is.
Well, you know what's funny? It's like,
also, people look different in pictures and they,
totally.
You know what I mean?
What you're doing is very counter 2019 because a lot of, and it's counter what are you doing on here? Because what you're doing is there's people that would say, well, I don't want to waste my time.
Right.
A drink isn't a waste of time. And I do understand if you're living in like, if you're meeting up with someone who's an hour away.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a little bit on you. Why are you, you know, you need to start meeting people within your, you know, within the parameters of where you
and
live.
And you like, can set the parameters, like, on these dating apps to be as close as far as you want.
But sometimes someone's meeting someone an hour away
because
you can always blame the hour away instead of just blaming that this person and you don't really want to see each other.
Right.
You know, like, that becomes an excuse that doesn't make it about you.
Right.
You have to be a little more okay with hearing no. Like, going on the date, that's just the meet and greet.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, like, I do believe in on the app. Hey, nice to meet you. Oh, cool. Where are you from? What do you do?
For sure.
And then it's like, hey, I'm down to meet up. You ready for drinks Tuesday night?
Or you want to grab a cup of coffee, or you want to like grab it. You know what
but
I mean?
Get that in person meeting out of the way.
Get it as soon as possible.
Yeah. And it's like, the what are you looking for on here tends to come after the conversation drags and the person's deciding between you and the couch.
Right.
And they're going, all right. What are you doing on here?
And then also, it's a nuanced answer. I mean, hopefully. You know what I mean? Like, that is a conversation we actually had on our first date.
Yeah.
So we went on a date and we were like talking and like I knew, you know, attraction is also something you can't figure out online.
Yeah.
So we were very attracted to each other like immediately. And like that is something that's kind of like lightning in a bottle a bit. So I really lucked out in that way.
Yeah.
But
that's also, you know, that's, you know, that type of thing, like, it doesn't just hit you. Like it doesn't just come anywhere. Like, the fact that you guys got together, you go on the date, you go, wow, there's a sexual chemistry here.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen with everybody, you know?
No,
like,
no,
you know?
It doesn't. And you don't know until you get there also. Yeah. So, and then, like, once we started talking and we kind of, like, told each other, like, where we were coming from, I was out of a breakup, he was out of a marriage, he has all this work, I'm on the road, I'm trying to build all this stuff for myself, and it's like... He was like, well, and then he was like, so what are you looking for? Mm. And I was like, so glad you asked. Let me refer to my list. Because, you know, I had different goals for myself than finding a boyfriend. But I obviously like didn't want to neglect this part of myself, especially because like female sexuality is something that isn't really kind of researched. Do you know what I mean? Or like given to, as a girl. And a young woman, you really aren't taught anything about your body other than it's supposed to make babies. Mm. So it's, you kind of have to go out and like explore that for yourself.
So you guys get on the topic of like sex stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I got this closet full of
pretty much
straps ready to go. Yep. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And I was like,
and you're like,
cool. Oh. Yeah.
He's like, hey.
Yeah.
So back at home.
And I was like, yeah.
You ever worn a full body suit of latex?
No, sounds a little warm.
Yeah, you're going to have to bring some baby powder.
Okie doke.
Because I don't want you getting a rash.
I did hear it causes cancer, so maybe an organic? Do you have an organic solution?
I got organics.
Maybe just some baking soda.
A lot of creams.
Yeah.
All natch, baby.
He's got he really does have everything.
He had it all waiting.
He has it all. Not like on him on the date.
No, but he was like, this is what I'm into? Did he put it in me terms or like I'm looking for someone to, you know, to fit in the harness? Like,
No. He wasn't like that forward with it.
Yeah.
He was kind of just like, yeah, like I am. He's like, I'm also like into exploring like these different things. We talked about kinks. We talked about like sub-dom stuff. We talked about, and it was all more, it was more so like informational than it was flirting, if that makes sense.
Interesting.
Because there's a thing that goes on in kink and in like this sub-dom universe is it's like a list. Right? Mm. So these people are making lists of things they're interested in.
So it's funny that you're like, I got this list.
And I got
like,
this list.
I'm looking for someone to satisfy me and be a partner. And his is like, I'm looking for someone to put this collar on. And you're like, is right. that kind of like what the
well,
list
he was
exchange
like,
was?
He was like, and he showed me like this website and there's like all of these like things that you can be into. And some of them are very disturbing, honestly, but I don't want to judge, but I was disturbed. and then I was like, maybe this isn't for me.
Yeah.
And then he immediately started sending me like not sexts but like sexually charged. It wasn't like here's
and
my
you
dick
were, and you were but it was more descriptive.
It was more descriptive. It was more language. He wasn't asking me for nudes. Like it was like it was more like I don't know, just like civilized. Like that's the thing that like I think we lose a little bit is that like people are like, show me your pussy. And you're whoa.
No. Let's get there.
Yeah. So I didn't see him the first time, and I mean, I didn't like go home with him. And then I came back to New York, and I was coming back to LA, and he was like, "When are you coming back? I really want to see you." And I was like, "I have all these meetings, all these shows. Like I want to see you, but I can't really make a plan." And he was like, "Well, why don't you fly out a day early? I'll buy you some panties. I'll get us a hotel room and I'll take us to dinner." And I was like, yeah.
Well, I mean, nothing makes a woman more into it than a plan.
I love a plan.
I mean,
pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Pretty cool. So, yeah. Pretty cool. Pretty
so
cool move.
Now this is like a year of lover with this guy where there's kind of like.
Yeah.
Well, I think like, you know, but the expectations set. Like, are you ever disappointed by him? You know, because I think like
sometimes it can get a little like we travel around a lot together. So if I'm on the road, he'll meet me. If he's on the road, I'll meet him.
Interesting.
If I'm in LA, I'll see him. If he's in New York, I'll see him.
And he's like checking a hockey bag full of supplies.
Basically.
Yeah, that's just my goalie equipment.
That's not coming through. That's not a carry-on, baby.
No, that's
gotta go under the plane.
Oh, shit. So he's got a whole thing.
He has one specific suitcase for it. So
wow.
And, you know, I will say the only time I've ever been disappointed is there have been like a few occasions where we have been smited by the Lord and one of us has come down with something.
Yeah.
And then it gets like a little domestic. And
then
I'm
it
like,
becomes like the fun is over.
I'm like
you're sneezing.
I didn't sign up to go get you some Alka-Seltzer.
Well,
but I also don't mind. It's just like that's really the only time I'm let down is when I'm like, oh, this wasn't as active as I'd hoped.
Do you want this to develop into anything, or have you just like said like this is what it is?
No, this is what it is. I like him. We're not compatible, I don't think, in a real way, which is also okay with me.
Is there a feeling, and I'm asking you this because...
No, it's okay.
These are questions that I like, you know, that the audience has to often ask themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, do you feel this holds you back from meeting someone that you could be compatible
okay,
with?
Okay, this is a great question.
Because it takes up your mind space.
Yes, and this is a thing that I thought about recently. So very, very recently, like in the past 2 weeks, I've decided to start dating again.
Okay.
Like I got back on the apps.
Okay.
Wow. What a great outcome.
You did.
Congratulations.
Oh, my God.
Mr. President.
Oh, my God. That's so depressing. I'm just going to get a cat.
Just wanted to congratulate you. For
wow. That makes me feel like, forget it.
Get her out.
Oh, my God. Yes, this is something I decided. This is something I've been considering. And because I date the way I date, like because I like get to know somebody first and I get to, I wait, you know what I mean? Like I'm not trying to like find love on a first date. And it really is a numbers game. The most success I've ever had with dating apps is like lining them up and knocking them out.
Yeah.
And it's like, and it's an hour each time. You know what I mean? And it's just like, get a vibe for a person.
It is so 2019 to be like, well, I don't have an hour. No, you do. You do. You
have
actually have more than an hour because you have your phone that frees up a lot of your day.
Yeah.
You know, you can make this happen. And also one drink. That's what it is.
That's all it is.
So you're
honestly,
back in the dating world. You're doing it.
Yes. So my thing is that I'm going to go on dates. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be open to meeting someone.
Okay.
This guy and I only really see each other like 1 to 2 times a month.
I got it.
And like, it's not, the texting in between is totally sexting.
Yeah.
It's not like, I'm like, how are the kids?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
You don't want to know about that.
No, no, I don't. And I mean,
this is exciting though.
It's cool. So I'm like excited to.
Are you worried that you're going to compare the, like, you're going to have to go back to like some kind of like pedestrian sex?
No, I'm not.
No, I'm not. Now that you have, this is added to your list.
This is on my list now because I understand it better and I understand like what I like.
That's right.
There we go. Get that music going. What I don't like what I want more of. You know what I mean? My expectations are.
You got a resume.
I mean, I told him he should write a book.
He sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
He's like he's a total sex god.
We're sponsor people. Speaking of sex gods, you can be the sex god with Noemi. I love Noemi, Noemi, Noemi. Noemi believes that luxury jewelry doesn't have to be overpriced. They cut out the middlemen to deliver exceptional fine jewelry without the traditional retail markups. Noemi designs and manufactures everything in-house and sells directly to consumers with a lifetime warranty and free shipping both ways. Listen, I bought Noemi jewelry for my lady of the night. Loves it. Beautiful. It's not like, you know, this is direct to consumer, so it's not like you're going to a store and getting the cheapest thing on the rack. This is nice, beautiful stuff that's coming straight to you. So that's how you get the better price. So you've cut out paying the landlord, paying the rent, the people that work at the store. Get rid of them. Let them go and be, you know, and out in the streets. We want our good jewelry. So Noemi is usually with jewelry, though, you got to know a guy to get this kind of a deal. Noemi, everyone gets the friends and family treatment. There's thousands of 5-star reviews on their websites. Buying for yourself or a holiday gift, Noemi's the safest place to shop for luxury jewelry online. Return any order for a full refund. I need you to just go check out what they have to offer. That's my ask from you. Because if you're looking for the finest quality jewelry from a luxury brand you can trust, look no further. Go to hellonoemi.com/JTrain to see their collections and get $50 off your first purchase with promo code JTrain. That's 50, 50. Hello Noemi, HELLONOEMI.com/JTrain. And don't forget to use promo code JTrain for $50 off your first purchase. HelloNoemi.com/JTrain, promo code JTrain. HelloNoemi.com, promo code JTrain. Go use it. Get involved. Love what they're doing. Okay. What about fear of intimacy?
Yeah.
Hey, Jared. I'm a huge fan of yours. Both podcasts are stellar and your stand-up is hilarious. Thank you. I was dumped again for the fifth time by yet another boyfriend who I thought was crazy about me because the guy was just not in love. You talk about feeling, to capture the hearts of the Feather Nation studios. You talk about feeling sympathy for this guy who dumps a girl because he's just not feeling it. But does fear of intimacy ever come into play? Can a guy be actually so into you but break ups because it feels too real? Or is this something our therapists and other dating advice authors throw around to make us feel not shitty about getting dumped by someone we thought we had a strong connection with? In addition, I've been told by guy friends I trust after being dumped, he was probably just intimidated by you because you're the full package. Sounds like bullshit. Don't feel badly about yourself. Answer to get dumped. But does it hold any weight? Have you ever been dumped a girl because you were intimidated by all the good things she had to offer? Thanks. So what do you think?
I think that this sounds like a pattern.
Fifth guy, she's counting.
No, I know. So I think that this is something that is going on in her that she is unaware of, because I have been in this actually same, this is kind of why I took some time off, because I was like, I keep dating guys who do the same thing over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And what's going on inside of me that I am seeking out and attracting these people, even if they don't seem that way on the surface, they always end up being that person. So like, what is going on with me that I am not, like, not to sound like a baby, but like healing. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I think there's something in me that needs addressing.
I'm with you. I hate to, like, someone writes into this podcast and goes, I was dumb for the fifth time. And then it sucks to say, well, let's look at you. You know, like, well, you're the constant in this thing. And right. I'm not saying that the guys she dated were great.
No,
or
no.
Don't have intimacy issues. But a lot of the shit she wrote, I don't buy.
Listen, nobody breaks up with somebody because they're too great. That's bullshit. Yeah, and that's something your friends tell you to make you feel better. And, like, listen, people may have a fear of intimacy, but also, like, it's, I don't know.
But it's also not for you to figure out.
No.
That's not your problem. Whatever their problem is, you know, isn't your problem. It's your problem is, why do you keep going down the same path with people you think are the one?
Yeah.
Five times you've gotten to a place where the breakup had to come in this way. What's going on with you?
It's what's going on with you, but it's also like, and not to be a list person again, but I mean, I think if you aren't specific about what you want in a partner, you will end up settling for stuff that ends up being not a good foundation.
Well, this is you're going down the road that I was thinking. Because like, are you tasteless? So
right.
And it's like, are you, like, go back to that list. Write down the things you don't like about a guy. Oh, write down the things about the five guys you dated that ended it like they did.
Yeah.
To go, what are the things you didn't like from those relationships? What didn't they give you that would have made you feel better?
Yeah.
What did you like from each one? If you can't list those things out, then you are just with a warm body.
Right. So, and a lot of the times I think we stay with somebody because we're afraid to cut them loose because we don't want to start over again. So
exactly.
I think if you have this list, and it sucks, like, listen, getting to know somebody 6 months in, you figure out like this isn't good for you.
Yeah.
It sucks to start over, but also it like sucks worse to be in something because you're too afraid to let it go.
Yeah. She's saying that every guy.
Yeah.
Fifth time by yet another boyfriend who I thought was crazy about me because the guy was just not in love. Well, did you ever push them to show you they loved you? Did you ever say, no, I'm not going to do that. I want the real date. I'm not going to come over tonight. I want to go out. I told you. This is what my standard is. This is my expectation.
Well, listen, it could be like I've had this type of thing happen to me where like a guy think like, you know, comes on strong, tells me he's in love with me 2 months in and that he thinks I'm his soulmate and then it deteriorates. Like, it's hard to say what goes wrong exactly.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
But
so
my point that is like, when have you ever made the person work for you? You know, like, someone can go, I'm just not that in love, because they're like, and you're like, wait a minute, we've been doing this for a year. And you go, and they go, well, yeah, you never really put me to the point where I had to prove that.
Right.
You know, because you were afraid of hearing no. You were afraid of someone going, disappointing you.
Yeah.
And then what women do a lot of times, and I'm only saying this because of the emails we get here.
No, it's okay.
Is they go, a lot of women will go, well, I don't want to do that to mess it up. You can never mess it up.
Right.
There's a, like, we had a girl that wrote it, or a guy that wrote in last episode, where he said he fingered a girl and she shit her pants in the bed and he wants to know if he can go out with her again. And it's like, like even in that case, I don't know if they work out. I don't know. But
actually, can we go back to something you just said? Because it's reminding me of something. So you said you never make him work for it. What does that mean? Because I think that's something that I actually have a hard time with, because I don't like pushing people to do stuff. You know what I mean? Like, do it if you want. Don't if you don't. Go if you want. Say if you want.
Well, you have to care enough about something that if the other person doesn't care enough to do it, then you know they don't care about you enough to do it for you.
Like, give me an example. I'll give you an example.
Okay.
Okay. So you have an event coming up.
Yep.
And you would like your partner, the person that you're dating, to go with you.
Yeah.
And they say they can't make it.
Yeah.
Is that when you push? Like, is that when you know what I mean?
I understand what you're saying. Let's say, you know, I would say you have an event coming up and you say, and it's a month before.
Yeah.
And you go, I need you to open up the date. I know it sucks, but I have to be there. And nothing in the world means more to me than you being there. And it has to be honest.
Right.
it really means a lot that you're there.
And you can't be like, come if you want, don't if you don't.
No, no, no. You have you to have be like, to be, this, is, yeah. this is one of those. And you can't say it with everything. You have to understand, yeah. be empathetic. Like the person could say, listen, that's the date. You know I have this already set up a year ago. Different story.
Right.
But if they go, yeah, okay.
I got to clean out the garage.
Off. I got to, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
right.
But block it off. Like they should be able to do that for you. Mm. If you feel comfortable asking them and they're important enough to you to make them want to be there, they will make that for you.
Right. And if they aren't, then that's your answer.
Then that's your answer. Then they don't care about you as much as you care about them. That sucks to hear.
No, but it's...
But that's the reality of it. And like this woman who wrote in, like I hear what she's saying.
Yeah.
Like, and she's repeating a lot of lines that she said, like therapist. I'm not a therapist. I'm not like... I'm just a guy who has, you know... Who has worked for it for people and not.
Yeah.
I've done both.
I mean, I have to say, I have gone through this pattern experience, and the best advice I can give you is start to look at yourself, start to make some lists, and get into therapy.
Yeah.
Because, like, you want to be... She sounds great. She sounds accomplished. She sounds cool. She got seems friends. To get
it. The intimidating thing, you're the whole package. I don't buy that shit. No. Guys are just not looking for the same thing as you, and they see. I think a lot of the times when they're like, oh, you're the full package, they're intimidated. No. You just, all your stuff is packed up in the corner ready to move in with somebody.
Right. Right.
You just show a put together person that's ready for the next part of life, and the guys you're meeting aren't.
Right.
And it's not about you, it's about the stage where you're at.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Molly Austin at Molly O. Austin on Instagram. Zero to New Jersey's the album. We're sponsored, people. One last one. Indochino. This is a great gift. Indochino was founded on the belief that you don't need to spend a fortune on a custom wardrobe. Listen, getting things fit to your body, nothing like it. Okay, I'm going to reference something. Indochino. There's like 10 people in the world that can go into a store, pick up something off the rack, and they look amazing in it.
Yeah.
And it's not you. Yeah, no, you, Mr. and Mrs. Listener. You can't do it. So Molly and I were at a wedding together, yes. Ricky Velez's wedding. Beautiful wedding.
Beautiful
so
wedding.
So much fun.
Oh, my God.
Another comic was there, Zach McGovern, who I've known forever. Zach McGovern looks at me, and he's like... He goes, I forgot my suit. I had to pick this. Zach McGovern, if you go look him up, he's a beautiful man.
Beautiful man.
He is built, he is etched from the Greek gods themselves.
It's,
okay?
It's like he was cast in iron.
Right. Yeah. Zach goes to me, I spent a week before going into a suit place and having... all the fairies in the world, not like if I look like Cinderella with all the, you know, my fairy godmother and all
the mice and the birds
zipping around me, stitching me up, finding my legs, one leg longer than the other, you know, making sure my chest is bigger than my fucking ass. And like then finally they like cinch me up and I look fine. McGovern looks at me and goes, yeah, I just went and got the suit 10 minutes ago. And I'm like, you fucking piece of shit.
You looked sharp, though.
Thank you.
You looked but very sharp.
Mine took a whole team of bugs and birds and magic grandmothers. Zach
hit up Zara and got it in 30 minutes.
30 minutes. And it made me so angry at the realities of life. You listening to this show... With the dude hips and the big chest, barrel chest, can't do it.
No, yeah.
That's why you need Indochino. It's the world's largest made-to-measure menswear brand. We just have to admit.
Yeah.
You have to admit you're not Zach. You can't show up to Zara.
No.
Get the suit in 30 minutes and walk in and everyone go, woo, you're looking good.
Yeah.
Take
two ladies home with you.
Yeah. Take two women home. Yeah. Have someone's mom approach you in the hallway. Mm-hmm. No. Not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
You have to, you're like me. You're sitting there. Your dad's like me. Your boyfriend's like me. The guy you're dating's like me. They can't fit into a suit.
Yeah.
Okay? That's why you go to Indochino, world's largest made-to-measure menswear brand. Suits, shirts, coats, and more. Everything is made to your exact measurements for a great fit. Personalized details. It's all made for you. And I'm telling you right now, it is such a spectacular gift for the man in your life because they don't do this for themselves. They go into Zara and think every guy thinks they're cut from iron.
I will say the guy that I go on sex dates with has his suits custom made and they are gorgeous.
Exactly.
There's better than a man who looks good in a suit.
There it is.
Doesn't matter if you pretend like you're not into that. But like a man comes in and he has a good fitting suit on.
Yep.
Your panties are coming off.
That's right. And you don't look how you think you look.
No, never.
I see someone I was sitting next to a guy on a plane and I was looking at him in a t-shirt and I was like, oh yeah, we look alike. And then I went to the bathroom. I was like, no, you don't. You don't look like this guy at all.
Yeah.
You don't look comfortable in a airplane chair. You look uncomfortable. He looks comfortable. You don't. Okay. So listen, start your style upgrade now with $30 off your total purchase of $399 or more at Indochino.com when entering code JTRAIN at checkout. Plus, shipping is free. That's Indochino.com, promo code JTRAIN for $30 off your total purchase of $399 or more. An incredible deal for made-to-measure clothing. You really have no excuses anymore to not wear to wear clothing that doesn't fit. $30 off, that's free money. $3.99 is cheap for this type of stuff. Get on it. Let's do it. Let's do one more email. We got time for one more?
One more email.
Here with Molly Austin at Molly O. Austin on Instagram. Go follow. Get involved with the album right now. I'll get torn between city and country loving. Does that sound good to you?
Sounds great to me.
Dating app, pen pals, what the fuck? We kind of talked about that. Traveling for that New Year's Eve dick.
Yeah.
Let's do that one. Thanks for all that you do. Dating, relationships, and comedy, please never stop. So I've been seeing this guy I met on Hinge for about a month now. Things have been going really well, and the sex is great as well. We hang out about twice a week, 1 week at night, and usually a weekend hang as well. He mentioned to me before Thanksgiving that he was going to Miami for New Year's, and I mentioned that I was thinking about being there with friends as well. He said he would like it if I was there and we would go out if I ended up there. Anyways, my friends decided against Miami for New Year's, which I casually mentioned next time he brought it up. Last night while we were at dinner, he mentions Miami again, saying he'd really like it if I came. He said he's been thinking about it and was going to be staying at his parents' place the weekend before New Year's Eve. He said if I came, we would stay in a hotel after the weekend and I could stay with him Monday through Thursday over New Year's Eve. I just needed to take care of my flight. I said it sounded fun and I'll let him know. My question is, do I go?
Yes.
Really? I only met him a month ago on Hinge. Is it too soon? Is this crazy? Also,
no.
For reference, I'm 25. He's 29.
Get it.
Side note, my ex will be in Miami for New Year's, and I don't want people to think I was there with him if they saw on Insta that I was in Miami.
Shut up.
That's not something for you to worry about.
That's not even... What is that?
The Kardashians don't worry about the lies that are spread about them on the internet. They come out and they give an answer.
We're
and
not
that's
even going to acknowledge that.
Yeah. That's not
that's
an acknowledgeable
ridiculous.
Fact. Or for my ex to think I went with a guy to make him jealous. Yes, he would think that. Trying not to care too much about him, but we have a long history of breaking up, getting back together, sneaking away together. I just want a drama-free trip. I think this is what's really holding me back, but I'm not looking to get back with him or our communication is cut off and I've unfollowed him on all platforms. Also would like a celeb lookalike from Classic Shelb. Any help is appreciated. So let's
a
go.
A celeb lookalike from.
So Shelby has a crazy knack for lookalikes.
Oh,
I mean, she is gorgeous.
Okay. All right. Enough.
So what do you think about the ex?
I'm going to say this email was interesting until she brought up her ex, and then it got really boring.
Oh, boring.
I'm bored. I don't like even bring like go to Miami, dude. Like, who cares if it's
go,
in a month?
Go.
Have a fucking good time. Like, this is the thing that I'm talking about. Get weird now. Get weird now. Have fun now. Like, don't, you know what I mean? Like, I was going to say, like, don't be in your 30s and then be exploring it, but I'm having a great time.
Yeah.
Like, the thing is like, just like you have one life, right? And there is an article I read and a bunch of elderly women were interviewed and they were all asked, if you could go back and do anything again, what would you do? And a lot of them said, I would have been more of a hoe. Mm. So a lot of them said this.
Okay.
And I think like you just have to remember to like do it while you have your knees.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You use your knees so much more than you think you do.
Yeah,
so
that's
like
right.
Get out there, have fun. This guy wants to like, he obviously wants you to come. Like
yeah.
Just fucking go and get
you gotta go
up.
I think it's two things. You have to go and kind of like free your mind a little bit.
Yeah.
You're thinking very 25 year old right now, I think, because when you're 25, there's this thing, like when you graduate college, you have this thing of like, okay, at 25, life will begin. And yeah. It's like, that's not really what's going to happen for everybody.
No.
For you, you're getting asked to go to Miami. You just got to make the trip. You go down there. You got this guy who knows what's going to happen with him. So free your mind on that. This
honey,
is
I get flown out for dick on the regular, okay? Just get on the plane, go get your dick, have a great New Year's
yes.
Eve. You're very good looking, get very dressed up, and have a blast.
And if you see the boy, like in her mind, she's going, well, my ex, what if I see him? If you see him, hi, nice to see you. Happy New Year.
That's it.
That's it.
That's
I'm
the
with
whole
a new
thing.
Guy. This has nothing to fucking do with you.
Nothing.
I think one of these things is like, if you own the reality and the honesty in your brain,
yeah.
Then nothing around you matters. So you just told us.
Yeah.
I'm done with that guy. I've unfollowed. Who cares what he thinks? If you own it, then they will follow.
Yeah.
So if you go, well, I'm done with that guy. All right. That's yeah. The reality.
Yeah.
And if you go, well, we, you know, because right now you're trying to think through the thoughts of other people's heads.
And just
you're trying
don't.
To say, well, what if people think that I went down there? Hey, no one's watching you.
No.
You're not the star of this movie. Okay.
You're not Jennifer Aniston. You didn't just get on Instagram. Nobody cares.
It doesn't matter.
Have a good time.
Go have a good time.
You also don't have to put it on Instagram. That
yeah.
is an option. It's 100%
yeah,
an option.
You can also not put it on there, or you can put that, you know, like, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Like,
go just get that D.
Everything that you do, like, just be like, is this the most fun I could have? If the answer yeah. is yes, then do it. If it's not, then don't.
You're going to laugh about this when he's going down on you at 12:39 on 2020.
2020 going down.
Boom.
Do more. Fuck it.
That's right. Molly Austin, thank you for coming on.
Wait, can I say one more thing, actually,
please.
That I just thought about in that first email?
Sure.
If somebody asks you to send nudes before you've slept with them, that's a red flag.
Yeah, you gotta get out.
You have to, nudes are only for people who have been intimate with each other.
Yeah.
And not for strangers.
Also, guys don't go down from sex. So like,
right.
They don't go nudes to let's talk about the future.
Right.
It goes nudes to more nudes, to blowjobs, to fucking, to goodbye.
To butt stuff.
To butt stuff.
To butt stuff, to goodbye.
Awesome. Molly Austin, thank you for coming
hey.
On.
Thank you for having me.
Shelby. She looks like.
Oh yeah, who's she look like?
Michelle Rodriguez.
Ooh.
Oh.
Classic Shelb nails another one.
If you did mine, would it be Nicolas
Cage?
You're already
a celeb.
You did it. Shelby. Evades another one. At Classic Shelb on Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat. Molly Austin, thank you for coming on. At Molly O. Austin. I'm Jared Freed. If you want to come see me do stand-up, Springfield, Massachusetts, I'm coming. That is... December 26th or 28th, Springfield, Massachusetts. Naples, Florida, January 2nd through 5th. And then it's going to be Salt Lake City and Buffalo. JaredFreed.com, JaredFreed.com. We'll be back next episode. Boom.